10. It is 2:05. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn with you weekdays, noon to 3.
Good afternoon, Diane Ducey here.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. You know, it was yesterday, boy, we were 10 minutes away from carrying that live verdict on the Casey Anthony trial. And when the verdict came back from the jury, not guilty in all of the major charges, a lot of people wondered, how?
Yeah.
You know, we took a lot of your calls yesterday, and if you missed those, go to our podcast page, myconnectfm.com, and hear the reaction. So I figure the best way to break it down, the best kind of person to talk to would be somebody who understands the law.
That's right.
And so we've got Elizabeth Kelly on the phone. Elizabeth is a criminal defense attorney. She's also the host of the Celebrity Justice Radio Show. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon to you. And I imagine that Casey Anthony and her entire defense team are having an even better afternoon.
Yes, they are. And I think that we're all, the rest of us in the meantime, are kind of shocked. I mean, I was shocked and I wasn't shocked. I'm hoping you can help us break this down, Elizabeth. Okay, so first degree murder, not guilty. I don't think I was so shocked about that. How about you?
No, I wasn't. And this was a death case. And my sense is that when a jury is asked to impose the death penalty, when they are asked to execute, they are even more careful. They are even more scrupulous than they would be in another type of case. And they probably hold the prosecutor to an even higher burden. It's no longer proof beyond a reasonable doubt. It's proof beyond all doubt.
All right. Aggravated child abuse. Had a listener yesterday who said, now, wait a minute. You know, this child died, and it seems like there was child abuse, even if it was in the case of neglect. How was she found not guilty on aggravated child abuse?
Well, seems is not enough to convict. And the jury, by its not guilty verdict on each of the major counts, basically said that the prosecution failed to directly link, through direct evidence, Casey Anthony to the murder of that little girl. Circumstantial evidence is not enough in this particular case to convict.
Okay. Aggravated manslaughter. What does that mean?
It means some type of reckless or accidental death, I believe, depending upon how the Florida statute reads. I think by the not guilty verdicts on all of the major counts, the jury was saying a couple of things. First of all, that the prosecutor failed to definitively prove how Kate died, and secondly, they failed to bring up any direct evidence, any forensic evidence to link Casey to little Kaylee's death, any other type of direct evidence like a confession or an eyewitness.
And Elizabeth, this is one thing that kind of confuses a lot of people. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Elizabeth Kelly. She's a criminal defense attorney. Gosh, you know, we live in a CSI world, and you know, you'll hear people, you know, getting exonerated from a crime because DNA shows up from 7-10 years later. How was the prosecution not able to get any forensic evidence off the duct tape, off the plastic bag, out of the trunk? How were they not able to have anything definitive?
Good question, and that's probably a question that the jurors asked.
Yeah. And I mean, they just had nothing. I mean, did the prosecution fail in this case by not, was it just not available that in this particular crime, because those items had been in a swamp, they just couldn't get that kind of evidence that they needed?
Well, that's a good point. And you've got to remember that any time that there is a death of a child, people are angry. People want to blame someone. People want to prevent that kind of death from happening again. And that's exactly what happened in this case. And here you had a mother, a young mother, who led a rather questionable lifestyle. Her behavior following little Kaylee's disappearance was at best bizarre. And she seemed like a perfect target. And also, I think the prosecution overplayed its hand. Mm. They charged this case as a death penalty case. And as I said before, jurors in these types of cases are particularly conscientious.
You bring up a point. I guess that's the other thing that's very frustrating is obviously she knows what happened to her daughter, but yet she's allowed to keep that secret. And she'll probably walk tomorrow, don't you think, when the sentencing occurs?
I think she will walk tomorrow, unless, of course, the judge does what we call maxing and stacking, giving her 1 year, the maximum sentence on each of the four misdemeanor counts, and then stacking them one on top of the other. I do not see that coming, but yeah. Even if he does, she has approximately 3 years of credit for time served. Mm-hmm. So even if she does spend approximately a year in jail, that's a heck of a lot better than being executed or serving life in prison.
Yeah. And another big question, Elizabeth, a lot of people are questioning the jurors and criticizing this whole idea of beyond a reasonable doubt.
Oh, that really angers me. First of all, beyond a reasonable doubt has been the bedrock of our criminal justice system, and that is what separates us from every other type of democracy. Beyond that, jury service is the highest calling a person can have other than military service. These 16 people took out of their lives approximately 40 days. They were transported in from Pinellas County on the other side of the state to Orlando. They were sequestered in a hotel. They had to come to court 6 days a week. They were conscientious about what they did. They were in the courtroom. They heard all the evidence. They heard all of the testimony. They should not be criticized for doing their civic duty.
Yeah. And, I mean, ultimately, you don't have to be proven innocent. I mean, their job was to determine whether she was guilty or not based on the evidence that was presented before them. And I know as I was listening to the closing arguments over the weekend, there was a lot of doubt in my head. It seemed like the prosecution just kept, you know, doing what we all do, is just, you know, think that that Casey Anthony is a terrible person, but they didn't have any proof that she did it. And that's so frustrating.
Yeah, they proved that she was a bad mother, but they didn't prove anything else, at least not in the eyes of the jury.
I know, Elizabeth, you've been following this case for 3 years. Any final thoughts on how the case was handled?
Well, I hope that Casey takes a page out of O.J. Simpson's book and does the exact opposite. That is, after the verdict was announced, after O.J. was acquitted, he basically thumbed his nose at the Goldman family. He lived the life of an aging playboy. I hope Casey lives under the radar for a few years, and I hope she becomes a productive, law-abiding, serious young woman instead of a 20-something party girl.
Amen to that. And let's hope, because I guess there were prison letters where she wants to have another kid. And I don't, I mean.
Well, I live for second chances, and I believe that people can change. Mm. And she's young enough. She has gone through hell during the past few years. Maybe this is her wake-up call.
Well, I would say some of that's deserved hell. I mean, regardless of what the jury came out with,
her own hell.
She knows what happened, and she is, I mean, I truly believe that she is part of the reason why her daughter is dead, whether it's because she was out partying and she was sleeping on the couch and her daughter fell, hurt herself, did something. It had to do with her neglect, and she is going to take that secret with her to the grave, and that's my opinion. You know, I just feel like she...
Secret is not first-degree murder.
That's true. And this is why you're the attorney. All right. And, of course, your radio show, Elizabeth, it's called Celebrity Court. And do you have a website for that?
Yes. You can. Your listeners can listen on Sunday afternoons on whkradio.com or if they miss a live episode, they can go to my website, ElizabethKellyLaw.com, and they can listen to past episodes, and they can follow me throughout the week on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @CelebCourt.
Wonderful. I'm going to follow you, too. Well, thanks a lot for the time today, Elizabeth. It's always great talking with you.
Likewise. Take care. Bye-bye.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.